Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. He hid for 14 days, surviving on stream water and stolen watermelons until his eventual recapture. President Biden standing in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday.
Holding a bullhorn, Biden addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay increase.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. Former President Trump is set to visit the state to show his support for union workers Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case, where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. The discovery of the women's remains near each other in December of 2010 on a Long Island beach and the killings of other people in the area brought nationwide attention and prompted the search for a possible serial killer. Huerman has pled not guilty through his attorney. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contending that the e-commerce and tech behemoth acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A Florida woman stands accused of attacking her daughter with a frozen chicken. Court records in St. Petersburg say the incident happened early Monday at the residence of 30-year-old Mary Marquardt. Her daughter told police that Marquardt threw a frozen chicken at her and struck her in the right leg. The affidavit does not say what triggered that alleged attack. Marquardt facing a domestic battery charge and has been ordered to have no contact with her daughter. 25 years ago today, Google was born. It may seem hard to remember a time before the search giant became a dominant force on the internet and in the tech world at large, but it actually started as a PhD project at Stanford University back in 1998. Today, it's one of the most influential companies in the world, and we can talk to it and ask it mind-boggling, life-altering questions like, what does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ding and wah pa 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 pow. Or so I've heard.
The Writers Guild of America strike is over. After 148 days, the board of the WGA West and council of the WGA East voted unanimously to lift the strike. The decision coming days after the writers and film studios successfully finished conversations for a new three-year contract. Members must still vote to ratify it. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us. We're going to have my good friend Dr. Carol Swain up with us in just a few moments, but just a little bit of background from her new book, The Adversity of Diversity. Ever since the U.S. Supreme Court announced its landmark 6-3 decision to take race out of the equation for college and university admissions, it did more than just bring affirmative action in higher education to a screeching halt. It also fired a warning shot across the bow of businesses and governmental agencies across America. The days for workplace diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, but as you know, we call it DIE because DEI, that's what it amounts to. It's a killer. It's programs that violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. As I mentioned to you, Dr. Carol Swain joins us. Her incredible background, you go back and you consider. I mean, what a success story that is, again, one of those success stories that I think can only happen in America. I mean, from a high school dropout, a teenage mother, the former university professor of political science and professor of law at Vanderbilt University Law School is with us right now, Dr. Carol Swain. Carol, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations on this book. Why did you and your co-author said the timeliness was perfect for the adversity of diversity?
Well, Bill, we have talked many times, and I have grappled with these issues for years. In fact, about 5 years ago, I started a book, which I didn't complete, on why diversity training is all wrong. Because back then, I saw that diversity training programs were not effective. They accomplished the opposite of what they purported to do, and they created a lot of divisiveness. And so you ask about the timing of this book. It was 90% completed before the Supreme Court decision, and the 10% was waiting on the decision because I had anticipated that the court had to strike down race-based affirmative action because the DEI and CRT programs had become so aggressively discriminatory against whites and Asians. And so there was always that chance that they wouldn't do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And then if they had not struck it down, the fallback plan was the title was going to be how they missed this opportunity to bring about, you know, a better America.
Exactly.
So, that's a little bit. I anticipated the fall of affirmative action only if our Constitution and our civil rights laws meant anything. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court stood up to the occasion.
Dr. Swain, what is the most important thing that readers should take away from your book?
I think that for people out there, first I'm going to speak to whites and Asians, is that you are protected by the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and our U.S. civil rights laws. And this also applies to men in the workplace. If you are a male, if you are a Christian, you're protected because the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and its extensions prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, sex, national origin, and religion. And we find today that men are targeted, heterosexuals are targeted, Christians are targeted, and whites and Caucasians are targeted because of the color of their skin or other immutable characteristics. And so that is totally contrary to who we are as Americans. In the 1960s, we decided to be colorblind under the law. We passed three major civil rights acts, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the 1968 Open Housing Act, and we became colorblind under the law. Mm-hmm. The prejudices that have remained have come from individual hearts. And so I want people out there to know that one is that you're protected by laws. You need to know how to document discrimination when it occurs in the workplace. And there are whites who are successfully suing their workplaces, and also men. Mm-hmm. I read recently about a male employee that was able to successfully sue because his boss, who was female, told him he needed to man up. So that's one thing. But Gannett, that owns newspapers, you know, across the country, right, they were sued recently by four white employees. They were let go in 2020 because the company wanted to be more diverse. And so you can't be doing these things in this country. So that's part of what I want people to know.
Mm-hmm. It really puts the power back in their hands. But again, you know, ignorance is no excuse. This book will enlighten you to realize and re-encourage you to realize that, yes, that's right, we're still a constitutional republic, because all this other stuff that's getting in the way, Carol, is social engineering, isn't it? And every time you bring social engineering into the equation, it is unfair, it is manipulative, and it's destructive to the human spirit, the way I observe it.
Yes, and Bill, there's something else, like maybe I'm the elephant in the room right now, because people will say, especially those on the left, well, you used affirmative action, you know, to rise up, and you climbed that ladder, and now you're pulling it up behind you. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I benefited from the 1964 Civil Rights Act that ended discrimination.
Well, Carol, when you consider the merit and all the hard work you put into it, I imagine anybody that dares throw out the affirmative action card, it just has to just go away.
Right. And here's the thing. Again, we benefited from non-discrimination. Discrimination was taking place before that. We benefited from non-discrimination, equal opportunity, and recruitment. Because after the law passed prohibiting discrimination based on immutable characteristics, then well-meaning people, Caucasians, really sought talented minorities. And at that time, you had an equal opportunity to succeed or fail. And Bill, I know that you know many people along the way who tried to do what you did, they failed. And I know people, too, that failed out. And a lot of times it had to do with later, when affirmative action became so aggressive, it allowed people to get into places where they were truly, truly not qualified and they could not make it. Exactly. Many of those people, I believe, could have been successful had they followed my path. I started at a community college. Mm-hmm. Anyone can go to a community college. And I was able to prove myself there at that community college. I had been a high school dropout. I did not have a high school record. I had an opportunity to prove myself at the community college. And then I used my performance there to get into a four-year school, graduated magna cum laude. I've been inducted in Phi Beta Kappa. And so I've benefited from the open doors, but also people that push me and encourage me, because I never, ever in my wildest dreams ever imagined or wanted to be a university professor. When I started out, I just wanted a well-paying job. I had children. I needed a good job. That's what I was looking for.
Exactly.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're talking to Dr. Carol Swain, her book, The Adversity of Diversity. Carol, your book suggests real unity training as a solution to move beyond the divisiveness toward healing in a post-affirmative action world. Break that down for our audience.
I can tell you that in the concluding chapter of my book, I talk about an idea that was birthed in 2020, right after the riot, during the riots, riots that followed George Floyd's death. And it's one of those things that I would consider spiritual. I was just grappling with all the turmoil taking place in the country and just watching these corporations pour, you know, billions of dollars into Black Lives Matter and into sensitivity training that I knew would not solve the problem because they're based on conflict theory, a conflict model. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night or somewhere, sometime while I was tossing and turning, I heard very clearly unity training. And so the next morning I jumped up and purchased the domain name Unity Training Solutions. And a few months later, I started a company that was based on E Pluribus Unum, a national motto, out of many, one. And I believe that people need to know our civil rights laws because we have civil rights protections. There's nothing wrong with that. If diversity training was about providing people information they needed about the laws of the land, it would be less controversial. But when it singles out people because of their race or their sex or their religion, and it pits workers and employees one against another, then it crosses the line. And so pretty much what the book argues and what I try to do is provide an alternative that's consistent with E Pluribus Unum and getting our companies and our organizations back on mission. They have strayed. They're doing social engineering. Our U.S. military, it's lost its way. The U.S. military has forgotten what the military was established to do. They're not focusing on protecting us from foreign and domestic enemies. They're focused on, you know, their drag shows and making sure they have enough transgenders in the military.
Exactly.
It's crazy. And so unity training, I think that companies, and we see some of this already happening because they're quietly getting rid of their DEI programs, that they need to get back to their missions. They don't need to be celebrating, you know, special days unless it's a major holiday. And I believe that workers are ready for this. And what has happened with diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's not about bringing people into the workforce and integrating them. It's about affinity groups and people maintaining their separate identities. And equity is not equal opportunities, it's equal outcomes. And Bill and I, doing our day. I'm probably dating, making you older than you are.
I'm right with you. We're contemporaries.
Okay. Equal opportunity. You got a chance to prove yourself. And you worked very hard if you were going to be successful. Equity is about equal outcomes. And you have these crazy situations where the man in New York City who was a teacher. No, he was applying to take the teacher's exam. He failed it numerous times. They wouldn't even give a count of how many times he failed the test. He sued for racial discrimination and won $2 million. And so people like him who were not smart enough to pass the teacher's exam when many racial and ethnic minorities have done so, he was rewarded for his ignorance. And you see you know, just such blatant discrimination and the reward of mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sadly, this is where our culture is today, Carol, because of these social engineers and these people that are fighting for equity based on theory, which is amazing to me because we have enough human history to demonstrate time and again that that doesn't work. But for some reason, that spirit of the theoretical has entered into our culture with madness. And we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. And we're trying to reinvent the wheel. And you go, why are we doing that when we know the empirical evidence and by past experience and by other countries who have tried to do the same thing, that it doesn't work? It is a failed experiment. And what are you doing? You know, in some of these cases, Carol, I mean, these are generational issues. You get kids that are raised with this kind of faux theoretical humbo jumbo, and you know, and they're disturbed the rest of their careers thinking
they are.
It's not fair, right?
I mean, I think that's why we have so many flash mobs, and unfortunately, many of them are racial and ethnic minorities that are going into stores and helping themselves to the merchandise because they've been told that capitalism is evil and they're owed reparations and that other people's stuff belong to them. That's where we are today as a society. And getting back to Unity training, it became very clear to me over the past 2 years that the training, it can't be for regular employees. It has to be the owners. Mm-hmm. And the CEOs, because they're the only one who can change the culture. The HR departments are led by people who are indoctrinated in wokeness, and they live in fear. And a lot of what's taking place is taking place because there are people who are so fearful of the left. The left is able to bully people to the point that they get what they want, not because they deserve it, not because it works, but out of fear.
Yes. Well, unity is our strength. E pluribus unum, as you cited, Carol, we're stronger when we're unified. And think about that. Everybody associated, and you're exactly right, the drumbeat for unity has to start at the top with the visionary who continues to cast that and remind the employees, the team, that this is the mission. This is where they're going. And if somebody wants to go their own way and continue to disturb the unity force in the organization, then they need to be reclassified.
They do. And Bill, I've spoken with CEOs and owners of companies who have shared that they are afraid to speak to their own employees because they've allowed these affinity groups to be set up.
Right.
And they don't want to be sued, but they will be sued. They're going to be sued because they're discriminating usually against whites.
Yes.
They're discriminating against men. They're discriminating against heterosexuals. And often the people that are doing the discriminating, they either don't care or they don't know the law, so they will openly tell a white person or a heterosexual why they're discriminating. They will say, we're letting you go because we need to bring in, you know, an Asian, or we need to bring in a black, or we need to bring in some other group. They give you all the information you need to file a suit. And so
all you got to do is listen and take notes, right, Carol?
And document where you were, who was there, and get them to repeat it so you can record it. Discrimination is becoming very costly for corporations. And going back to the purpose of my book, I want to see better workplaces and a more effective society and our military and our institutions to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And they have lost their way, and it's because they have started discriminating, you know, against persons who are protected, and they have created all these tiers. And we see, you know, the selective firing of people, hiring of people, and if we go to the legal world, I would say prosecutions.
Yeah.
Selective.
Well, you know, what disturbs me most about all this, Carol, is the human being, your fellow human being that's on this journey of life. I don't know that, you know, people wake up every day and think, I'm just going to be the worst person I want to be. I want to be unaccomplished. I don't want to succeed in life. I just want to be mediocre. That is antithetical to me. And, you know, and I want the best for everyone because it's that rising tide that raises all boats, right? I mean, if our neighbor, if his boat is rising, our boat's going to rise. We'll all rise together.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a 2-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. President Biden standing in solidarity with the UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday. Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Corey Myers, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Talking with Dr. Carol Swain. She's the author of the new book, The Adversity of Diversity, Moving Beyond Divisiveness Towards Healing in a Post-Affirmative Action World. I, like you, Carol, my background, very heavy in business as well. I was blessed to be in a position to create three brand products. Having a brand product is hallowed. That is a hallowed goal and achievement for any company, because when you say that your job and your objective is to maximize profits, boy, they really maximize when you're branded. And it's also a massive decline, like what happened with Bud Light, when you violate, in a sense, your birthright and your brand.
I agree 100%. And, you know, look at Disney. Just how they have totally lost any sense of what Disney used to stand for. There's nothing wholesome about Disney any longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you go and you take your daughter to Disney to a girl's store, and you're met in the doorway with a man dressed as a woman and has a mustache, it's a bit shocking, I have to say.
It is. And, you know, I have a great grandson named Hezekiah, and he's 8. He wants to go to Disney. And unfortunately, grandma's never going to take him to Disney.
Right. Yeah. And that is unfortunate, because when you and I grew up, And I got to tell you, I've got a lot of great memories of the old days when Walt was alive. And particularly, I grew up in Southern California, so I had an opportunity, very blessed, to do a lot of promotions and events there at Disney in Anaheim, California. And it is a shell of itself, and it really breaks my heart, not only for the next generation, but even for the employees, because as you mentioned, Carol, the employees are forced into a paradigm that goes against their conscience. But, you know, they want to, you know, they need a job. In some aspects of Disney, it can be a lot of fun. There's entertainment there. But unfortunately, right now, it comes with strings attached, if you might say.
Yeah, I mean, some people feel like they have to choose when it comes to that mental health or even your soul, because they may ask you to do things that violate your conscience. Exactly. If you're a devout Christian believer, you have to draw the line sometimes, and it may mean that you have to walk away from a job that has great benefits as well paying, but it's asking you to do something that just totally runs counter to everything that you have stood it for and believed.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book, The Adversity of Diversity, you were able to get Alan Dershowitz to do the foreword for you. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I asked him, and he wrote the foreword. And, you know, he's a Democrat.
Yes, I know.
But he's always believed in civil rights and equality. Yeah. And he's not happy with what has happened in our country with critical race theory and DEI. He rightly sees that as a violation of the Constitution. And so we were fortunate to have him to write the endorsement, to write the foreword. And then Marsha Blackburn and a number of other people have written endorsements for the book. And I believe that this book is one of the most important books I've written. It is co-authored with a man that I've known for some years that helps me with my books, because this book was self-published. It was not published with a major press. That's right. Its own story. But Mike knows all aspects of publication. Of
yes,
books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, and he's also been a victim as a white male in his 60s. He used to work for a newspaper, and he was part of a downsizing. Mm-hmm. And he has seen the discrimination up front. So he's very excited, and this is our first co-authored book. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, these are ideas that I have worked on all of my life, I have believed in. And I think, again, that for people who love my book, Black Eye for America, or my Be the People book, this is the logical next book, and it's one that you need, because right now there are people out there that don't see the connection between the Supreme Court ending race-based college admissions and what's taking place in their workplace or what's taking place in their organization. There is a clear connection, because DEI and CRT has become a level imposed on top of old-fashioned affirmative action.
Right.
And there are people that don't know the history of affirmative action, that it was never a law signed by, passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the president. It was a series of executive orders, and any president could have written an executive order to overturn it. None of them had the courage to do so, but we have reached a point in America's history where we do need to move beyond the racial divisiveness that's come out of the DEI and CRT. Non-discrimination, civil rights laws, all of that was needed, but we did not need what we have today, which is something that violates the law.
You know, what encourages me about this, Carol, is that we have a rise of common sense. That's what caused this organic movement, is that you could no longer defend DEI, CRT. It was an emotional response. There was lack of intellect, you know, beyond this. It couldn't stand up any longer. And
well,
go ahead.
Yeah. But let me say this. The diversity that came immediately after affirmative action, the diversity push, that used to consist of someone from the affirmative action or HR office going to a college or university trying to recruit talented minorities. It wasn't about going into the workplace and bullying and shaming people. Mm-hmm. The DEI is just closely akin to critical race theory. And so right. after George Floyd's death, it took off like on steroids in a way that was just terribly, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but in a way that just openly and blatantly violated any semblance of the law. Mm-hmm. Old-fashioned affirmative action, you know, people complained about it. It was preferential treatment, but it only went so far. Mm-hmm. This was over the top.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, this was manipulative. It was a bullying measure. And as we've learned, as we all learned in the sandbox of life, when our first days of school, is that when you were attacked by a bully, you had to bully back. If not, they owned you for the rest of your career.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And one of the chapters in the book, I'm going to read the title of this chapter. It's A Not-So-Inconvenient Death, The Martyrdom of George Floyd. And it's about how the left, you know, they made a martyr out of him. They celebrated, you know, the death of George Floyd. And if you actually look at the whole video of his death, mm-hmm. if you look at the three autopsies, you know, the first autopsy did not say that he was murdered by the police officer. It had, you know, all kinds of things was wrong with George Floyd, yeah. including the fentanyl
exactly.
That he had in his system. The family had two additional autopsies. And so he was not a saint, but he became a martyr for the left because they wanted to push through this aggressive race-based agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't let a good crisis go to waste like that, right? And,
right.
and I think they were surprised at the traction that this got.
I mean, and look at the money that was poured into Black Lives Matter, and we know that the organization is bankrupt now or close to being bankrupt because the money was spent. And the millions of dollars that Van Jones got, and, you know, well, I know about Van Jones, Ibram, who's this, Kendi,
oh, yeah.
he also has benefited tremendously. But Van Jones, you know, took the money that Jeff Bezos gave him, and he's broke.
Yeah.
I mean, millions of dollars poured into the coffers of organizations and individuals that are not about any kind of racial healing or reconciliation.
Exactly.
These are people that are all about conflict and divisiveness and keeping it alive.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to find
file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're talking with Dr. Carol Swain. She's the author of the new book, The Adversity of Diversity. You know, like you said earlier, it's like, you know, like I was talking with Bob Whitson, who you know. Because I was talking to him about the war on poverty. Here we've spent since 1964, Carol, probably close to $30 trillion of the people's money. And I said, Bob, where'd it go? What happened? Oh, Bill, you got to understand. 70% of that money went to black bureaucrats administering the, those monies on the war on poverty. As you got to be kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of that money trickles up to the 1%. And the white progressives, I mean, white progressives would love for there to be reparations for blacks because it would end up in their pockets.
Exactly. It's amazing how that consistently happens. And this is, again, one of those areas that we all need to open our eyes to. We're talking with Dr. Carol Swain, her book, The Adversity of Diversity. Carol, the first presidential debate happened, and I thought it was interesting, after all the discussion about abortion that the Republicans have been involved in, that they seem to not have a real strategy. The Democrats continue to use this as a wedge. I mean, there was a reason that Dobbs was reversed and it went back to the states. This was an organic response. Right now we have, a lot of positive things happening. Of course, the mainstream media is not reporting on this. But in my humble opinion, Carol, I'd really like to get your read on this, because minorities, blacks and Hispanics, have been greatly affected by Roe v. Wade. And my issue is that this should not be a public discussion. If someone is in that situation that needs to consider an abortion, that should be between the woman, the father, and the doctor. It should not be a public debate. And I believe the only reason that makes it a public debate is because they're so disingenuous. They won't be honest enough to tell you the reason that we're bringing it out in the public is because we need to raise funds for Planned Parenthood, and we do it with taxpayers' money.
Well, it's about Planned Parenthood, but it's also about, you know, the Democrats and their strategy to keep people polarized. They make it seem like abortions have been outlawed across the country when we know that's not what happened. When Roe was overturned, it meant that in the 50 states, the voters get to choose. And so some states have restricted abortions. Some are more liberal. People that need abortions can vote with their feet. And abortions have been almost like genocide when it comes to Black and Hispanic populations.
Exactly.
And as far as the candidates in the Republican debate, they flounder around because they don't have core values and principles. If they did have core values and principles, they would already have an answer. They wouldn't even have to think about it. It'd be just like the snap of a finger. They need to, you know, just let us know where they stand and move on. But we can also say that Fox News, they knew exactly what they wanted. They asked questions that the questions don't really benefit the American people because it's not necessarily the issues that we care the most about. So it's entertainment, and that is largely what happened during the Republican debate.
Yeah. Well, it touches on an issue that I believe that we're still trying to figure out, although, you know, this report states that since the Supreme Court issued the Dobbs decision, Carol, 25 states, half the country, now have some sort of legislation protecting the unborn.
I think that's wonderful.
I do, too. I think so as well, because if we're going to get this country back on track, that's a first principle that is absolutely key. We have to choose life. Life is critical to the future of this democratic republic. I would dare say to the world.
I agree with you, Bill. And while we're talking about Republicans, I can say that they are part of the problem when it comes to DEI and CRT, because so many of them either don't understand it or they're supportive of it. And you see the Republican Party catering, you know, to identity groups. And that's something that if they were actually following the Republican platform that caused me to become a Republican, you know, many decades ago, then we wouldn't have all this confusion among Republican candidates, but they are all over the place. They don't have a set of values and principles. And when it comes to DEI, it seems that any Black person that smiles at them and says, I'm a Black Republican, they would tout them out front. And these people sometimes embarrass them because they will join the side that calls all Republicans racist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, to your point here, Carol, is that, if you don't hold to strong values, if you're not holding to the mission that you mentioned before in knowing that it either supports unity or it takes away.
Right.
And that's the proposition. Anything that comes into your purview, does it add or take away from these foundational principles that unify us for the good of all concerned? If it takes one little bit away, then it has to be invalid. And you've got to be prepared to answer that question. Otherwise, you're going to be part of the uniparty and you're going to lose your way.
And the political left talks about unity. I mean, any concept that's, you know, that's whether it's freedom or unity, they grab the concepts and then they change the meaning.
Exactly.
And so when they're talking about unity, they're not talking about bringing people together across racial, ethnic, political lines. They're talking about making people believe exactly what they believe in a particular sphere. And that's unity. And you have freedom to do what you want as long as you want to do what they tell you to do.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just total opposite of what liberty and freedom and unity are supposed to be about. And unless we as Americans learn and know our rights, our constitutional rights, our civil rights laws, and what's taking place in our government, state, local, and federal, as well as our institutions, we are not going to be able to protect anything that we have or our children and our descendants. We will not be able to save America to the extent that it can be saved if we don't know our rights and be willing to stand up for them. And that's why it's so important to get knowledge.
Yes. Yeah, we say often, Carol, that you must own your own knowledge. I mean, here, they're listening to you and I, and I always tell our audience, don't just take our word for it. You know, hopefully we are motivating and encouraging you to do a deeper dive and own this. Don't, you know, pick it up like a bumper sticker and spout off a talking point. You know, bring something to the discussion, something of substance that's going to add to our liberty, our idea and understanding of liberty, because that is the most powerful thing I believe that God has given us, liberty. That, I believe, is our birthright, and we're called not to abuse that, because we know how God felt when Esau disrespected his birthright, right?
That's right.
Well, Carol, we've got about a minute left here. And again, congratulations on the book, The Adversity of Diversity. I'm going to let you summarize the key point and what you want the audience, the reader, to take away from the book, and also how they can be connected to you and get their hands on a copy of your book.
I want people to know that this is a book that's easy to read, and it's well documented. It has resources, and this book will equip you, your family, to protect your civil rights and civil liberties when it comes to workplace discrimination, educational discrimination, and discrimination that you may encounter because of your race or your sex or your religion. And we have covered the workplace, corporations, what's taking place in the corporations. I share about higher education. We look at George Floyd's death and how that fueled this industry, and we provide a solution. And I believe that this is one of the most important books I've ever written, and that I would encourage, you know, people to get a copy, read it. It's in ebook form as well as paperback, and starting in September, it will be in audio book form. And you can order your books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or if you live in Nashville or Tennessee, Logos Nashville has signed copies that you can pick up or order online. And Logos Nashville is a Christian bookstore.
Excellent. Wow, very cool. Dr. Carol Swain, author of Adversity of Diversity. Carol, again, thank you so much for blessing us.
Thank you.
Not only with your talents and your gifts, and certainly your time this afternoon to have this discussion about your new book. May all be well with you. Thank you so much. Take care. Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. For more information and for you to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed and share it with everyone you meet. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to...